Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. One of the things that just, I mean, obviously it's a different take on it, I think, because very often when polygyny is spoken about, in our kind of modern day Muslim culture, it's horror stories, right? It's horror stories. From where I'm sitting, a lot of shaming of men. And shaming of women who don't mind being a second, third, fourth wife. There's a lot of emphasis on the negatives. There's also a lot of emphasis on the pain of the first wife, I think. And I think the experience of the first wife is kind of given precedence in the culture, in the narrative. So I'd love to speak to that, sis, inshallah, if you could share with us. Not to say, because I know that we've talked before. And I will share the footage actually, and I'll link it in the description when you talked about your own journey coming to terms with, with this new dynamic. I know that it's not all sunshine and roses, but I'd love it if you, if, as the original wife, you've been married for at the time 15 years, was it? What would you say have been the benefits of polygyny for you?
For me, let me see. It allowed me to understand the potential of who Coach Nivir could become and who I could become.
Wow.
So I had to understand that he wasn't the ninth grade 14-year-old I met all way back in the day. And he had to evolve, and I was a part of his timeline. He was a part of my timeline. And I didn't get a say in who else was going to be on that timeline. So I had to understand growth through polygyny. And that means becoming closer with Allah. So polygyny allowed me to, I was focused on Allah, but not enough. And I had to learn through polygyny that I need to grow and I needed him to be removed to a certain degree so that I can do that. So, and then he needed to do that. And then Nyla needed to do that. And she'll speak on that herself. And I always say that the beauty about the three of us is that we have the ability to tell our own experience through polygyny. And that's the power of OPR, is that there's three of us. I don't know if it's going to be four of us one day, but I'm just going to throw that out there real quick. This is not cemented in my mind. I don't know. I thought it was when it was just me and him, but I wasn't a fool either. So I said,
Okay.
the man is going to want to practice all areas of Islam. I said, well, why would he come along and say, well, I don't want to do that. I just want to practice these things. And then just leave that to the side. That to me is a fool's errand to think that. So for me, it allowed more time for me to be there for my daughters who were growing and developing. And they needed to have more deeper conversations with me as I have four daughters and one bonus daughter. That's a lot of girls. But I learned that I needed to become more available so that they could be elevated within this too, because it was not easy for not just the three of us, for the children. It wasn't easy. So to be able to educate them and refocus my energy on my Lord mattered, because if I didn't do that enough, then I was going to lose my way, and this would never came to pass. So it
SubhanAllah.
was all about evolution. It was all about empowerment. It was all about having enough time to reconnect with Allah. It's part of my test. This was always going to be. I know people think it's something that was man-made and manufactured, but Allah always knew. So this was always going to be this way. So to swim in the river of denial was not something I wanted to continue to do. So it's beneficial to me in that way, where we focus me to Allah and my children.
Wow, that's really, really deep. Jazakallah khairan for that, and like lots of food for thought, because I think the majority of viewers, if they're married, they probably will be the only wife or the first wife. May I ask, did your feelings towards him change? Because I know a lot of sisters feel like, if my husband did that, X, Y, Z, what was your experience?
Come on, Z.
Oi, oi. This is a British-based podcast.
My feelings changed in that I was afraid for him. I
Oh.
was afraid for him because I was concerned whether or not he'd be able to do it long term. And then with that, me too. Because if he can't
Wow.
do it, I can't. I didn't think. I had to understand that we all had a responsibility to the success of polygyny, including me. Not, it wasn't my job to destroy it or try to destroy it, because it was going to stand on its own. But I didn't want to create chaos in my own life. So I had to understand that things are going to change for him, which means things are going to change for us all of us, everyone that was involved. And knowing that this world did not support him, that scared me. Because I'm like, who's he going to go to if there's an issue, if he needs guidance? Because the leadership clearly is not being that. So I was concerned about his journey and would they be able to uplift him and help our family. And I didn't have much confidence in that. So I think if we were in a situation or in a country that embraced him in order to help him, in order to help our leadership, our family's leadership, our family's imam, then I would have been like, okay, cool, I get it. I don't like it, but I understand it. I respect it. So you don't always have to like everything, but you must respect it, especially when you're Muslim, especially in Islam. I see so many Muslims be so disrespectful and divisive when it comes to polygyny. It makes me very angry because they make it about the three of us and what Coach Nadir did and all this stuff. So I said, don't keep saying what he did. Say he got married again, it's polygyny. Because when you start saying what someone did, then you put a negative connotation to it. I don't like that. So that was not my thing. I was, you're disrespecting Allah and you're disrespecting the Sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam. And that really angered me. But I was mostly just concerned about the leadership. And I'm like, what is he going to do now? Because he don't have anyone to help. That I thought was someone that qualified to help.
MashaAllah. Jazakallah khair. And so I'm assuming you remained friends. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.